Thank you. I prefer that prayer. I like it when you do your own prayers. This really strikes me. Paul saying to the Philippians, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, he says. There's parts of this that I like and there's parts of it that I don't like. I'm going to talk about both of them. But the thing that really grabs me is this, work out your own salvation. I got to tell you, I can hear my mom saying, make your own damn sandwiches. That's a quote, and I apologize for the language. But, you know, my parents retired, and they lived on a lake in Texas. And one of my dad's favorite things, he had a pontoon boat, appropriately named Kids Inheritance. Very funny, Dad. And his favorite thing was to go out on the pontoon boat. Take me home when the kids were there, the grandkids were there. Hey, let's go out on the pontoon boat, and we'll spend hours out there. We'll put an anchor out, you know, and cove and swim and all that, and have sandwiches and drinks. And I find out, you know, after 52 years of marriage, my mom hated that. And it was like, gosh, within the last year of her life, I found out why. She said, you know, I hate making all those damn sandwiches. So the next time my dad said, let's go out on the boat, my mom said, fine, but make your own damn sandwiches. For some reason, I hear that when I hear Paul talking to the people of Philippi, work out your own damn salvation. Yeah, and work out your differences. I also heard Anne Lamott said this too. She was talking to a crowd, and she was talking about her book, Help, Thanks, Wow, which was a great book. Those were the three words, the only three words we needed to know for prayer were help, thanks, and wow. And she got lots of fan mail back about that. But several people wrote her letters, I think you should have written, I'm sorry. I think it should be help, thanks, wow, I'm sorry. And Anne Lamott's response to that was, write your own damn book. If you want I'm sorry in there, write your own book. But I have questions about Paul's sort of command to us, his imperative to us, to work out your own salvation. Isn't that supposed to be God's job? Shouldn't God have some part in our salvation? Why is Paul telling us to work it out ourselves? Part of the answer to that is specific to Paul, right? He mentions his absence. You know, while I was with you, I asked you to do this, and much more in my absence, I asked you to do that. Anybody, quick Bible quiz, anybody know where Paul is here and why he's absent? Yeah, he's in prison. Paul is in prison as he writes this letter to the churches of Philippi. So his presence is not an option right now. maybe he's like this pastor, you know. Maybe he gets tired of taking people's words and crafting them into some prayer. Maybe he didn't want to be a conduit. Maybe he doesn't believe that he is a conduit. Maybe he thinks that really, when it comes right down to it, your salvation is your business, not mine. In 12-step recovery, they have this saying, some of you know this, they call it a program, right, a program of recovery. And so people say, it doesn't take very long when you're around these rooms, and people say, work your own program. What they mean by that is, and I know from experience, it's a lot more fun to work someone else's program. It's a lot more interesting, and as a matter of fact, when it comes to your problems, I'm an expert, right? When it comes to my own problems, I am useless, not so much. Yeah, so there, I'm constantly being reminded and admonished to work my own program. Stay within the sphere of things that I can change and that I can work on. And this translates into Paul saying, work out your own salvation. He says, do it yourself. This may be the last do-it-yourself project you do, right, is to work out your own salvation. Does that mean God is not part of it? I don't think so. I think God is at the center and very much the only thing that we can lean on or depend on. But I think that we don't need Paul to tell us what God thinks about our situation. I think Paul is inviting us to be our own prayers, workers, disciples, right? You guys did a beautiful job of praying spontaneously today. I asked for outcomes, and I got words that I hadn't thought of. So how much better it is. It was just so much more beautiful and fitting for you to offer those words. Because sometimes people give me a prayer like, you know, I've been praying for Jerry's surgery coming up on Tuesday, right? But it had not occurred to me to pray for cheerfulness. The wisdom comes from us.
He doesn't need your help.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I could use her help. Yeah. Yeah. So the other thing I think about this, what makes me think about jazz in July, you know, improvisation is such an important part of jazz. Thomas is working on, are you working on a CD still? And I've heard some of his CDs, and then that CD, so he plays like he did today, but he can record a loop, and then he can improvise over the loop that he's recorded of himself playing. And improvisation, I looked up some synonyms for the word improvisation. What do you think the word improvisation means?
Spontaneous.
Original. Original.
Change,
freestyle. None of these are words that popped up in the thesaurus, by the way, but these are all good words. Ad lib, make up. Further down was make up as you go along. Some of us call that flying by the seat of our pants. Contrive, concoct, rely on your wits. Create, be creative, extemporize. Invent, devise, rig, think laterally. I had to look at that one twice. I thought it said think literally. It says think laterally. Is that a way of saying think outside the box? Think here, but also think over here and think laterally. I don't know. I've never heard that before. Make do. So I was thinking about Paul's sort of appeal for us to improvise, and I was thinking about improvisational faith. What does it mean to have improvisational faith? I think it means you know what key you're in, and you know the certain structure that you need to be attuned to, pun intended, but there's a lot of freedom with that. And you may feel a sad tune coming up within the structure of that song, or you may feel a joyful one. It may be fast, it may be slow, it may be simple, it may be complicated. It all depends on what the situation in this particular context calls for or is appropriate. another sort of metaphor to this I had was thinking about was adaptability. So, you know, one of the keys in evolution that they say is the species that survives is the species that adapts. And lots of species have gone extinct, right? You may not believe in evolution. I do, and I think, you know, we don't have dinosaurs on this earth anymore, but there's a lot of good evidence that there were dinosaurs. they went extinct. Lots of reasons why. Maybe if there hadn't been a cataclysmic event like a meteor or whatever, I don't know, there are lots of different theories, an ice age. but a simpler explanation for why species continue to go extinct is a lack of adaptability, an inability to adapt to your surroundings, to a changing environment, to threats, to predators, right? And so I think this is important as people of faith, that we have this element, some improvisational skill, if you will, an ability to create, to be innovative, to make do, to make it up as we go along, to create, right, depending on the situation. And one of the reasons why I think we see churches dying all over is a lack of adaptability, an unwillingness or an inability to change to a different culture, a different environment. So what is it that we can do as people of faith to adapt and live. And Paul says something again here, very important. You know, I think I'm going to be doing this for a while. Every time I'm going to open this Bible, I think, you know, last week when Derek was baptized, we passed his Bible around for people to highlight a verse. And I'm thinking, ooh, I hope someone highlighted that verse in Derek's Bible. Or I hope someone highlighted, you know, I wish I would have, you know, I highlighted Matthew 11:28, which is great. And I think Derek needs to know that one. But this is really good. For it is God who is at work in you. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. It's the fear and trembling I'm not so hot about. Why does Paul have to scare us into doing this? Right? I mean, I say almost every Sunday that the opposite of faith is fear. And Jesus says almost every time he opens his mouth, fear not, do not be afraid, be not afraid. So I don't know why Paul, you know, I'll cut him some slack. He's in prison. Yeah. Maybe it needed to happen. But maybe what he's saying is, this is of utmost importance to you. This is a matter of life and death. Work out your own salvation. And know, by the way, that it is God who is at work in you. Another important piece of my improvisational faith is to know that whatever turn I take and whatever decision I make and however I adapt to my environment, if I'm doing it right, it is God who is at work in me. That's comforting and that's good news. Amen.